see our expenditures as we're doing it. So that's for the council. There's also one that does it citywide, which is in finance executive, and that one would do all departments, which would include the council, which is, I think, the one that we definitely want to move on. So we will have that final work session and hopefully be able to move one way or the other on the legislation. I think the last work session we had, what some members wanted to see was the public's concern about it. And so I know, Ms. Norwood, you did the survey, and there may be some more people, because I've been talking to people about it who've done it. So we'll tell what the public says about it, and we'll see what happens. Do you have anything to say on that?
No, I'm delighted that we're going to have the public hearing. I think it's important, and I'm glad we're going to go ahead and do that before the holidays.
Right, and so whoever's doing, if you all can check with whoever's doing the notice about it, to check with me, because I want to make sure that we make it clear, while it is a council work session, that we definitely want to have a period in there for the public to be able to speak. So that's one thing. The other one, most of the other items, I wanted to follow up because we are running towards the end of the year, and we set out our goals and objectives when we started, and we have not completed every single one of them, but I do think we will get an acceptable rating for having completed most of them. The ones that are outstanding that we, I believe, are not going to be able to accomplish this year is creating a 360 evaluation tool for our clerk and the director. I think we need to understand what that is, formulate it, and have some discussion. And I don't think we're going to get that done, but I do want to make sure in my tenure that we do. We got the first evaluation done from last year. We want to make sure we get the evaluation done from this year so that we can do. Other than that, we'll just see how the committee assignments are, whether the next chair, whether it be me or someone else, will move on the 360 piece. The others we have pretty much accomplished, which are the boards and commissions. The last thing we have is reviewing the standing committees. We've done the other things. And that one we're going to do during the council retreat, which is coming up this Thursday. We're asking, as Committee on Council, that that becomes an item for discussion. Was there, Julia, I just want to be clear. I know we're going to do the standing committees, but I'm vaguely remembering, were there some other items that, from a Committee on Council standpoint, you might need to get on the mic, that we talked about that we wanted to add to the council retreat agenda?
Yeah, there are two legislative items. The item, let me pull up the number, regarding council assistance. It is.
Okay, right. And the benefits for the council assistance?
Yeah, 1602.11. And the other held item is regarding establishing criteria for boards and commissions, 1605.47.
Okay, so we'll just give them a brief update on where we are. And then I thought that there were some discussion or need to discuss the items that you pulled together, and I think we don't have to make it, we'll allow the committee or council to make it a big or small discussion, but we need to make that package available.
Yes.
Of all the things regarding the rules of council and decorum, related to decorum at meetings.
Yeah, I have all those handouts prepared.
Okay. So that will be discussed then, and that is all that I have. I need the clerk because I want to discuss the election items. Are you all here for the elected officials composition? You are? Are you ready? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so they're waiting.
Councilmember Moore, I just spoke with the clerk's office, and she said they're on their way. The chair's on the way.
Okay, everybody's on their way today. Okay. So that is all I have, and I guess we will waiting. Let's make sure there's no other things that we need to discuss. Tangela Williams, our director, did tell us that we need to have a discussion. The AIMS, which is our previous name for the Information Technology Group, wants to meet with us related to Elms and some of the issues that we've had that they haven't been able to fix with the vendor. So that would be something else that we I'm asking that Ms. Williams try to see if we can make that an item for the retreat. I don't know what all's on the agenda. If not, we can do it in committee. I was telling them that you said that AIM wanted to have an update with us related to Elms, and either that can be 15, 20-minute discussion at the retreat, which would be great because everybody can hear it at once, or we can bring it here. Did you have anything else to share? Okay, let me turn you on here. There you go.
It's just brief. I did submit the request. The agenda right now isn't completely full, so, okay, so we'll see where it falls out.
Right, okay. Right. I think that's all I have. Anybody else think of anything, or we haven't been able to locate the clerk?
She said she's on her way.
Okay. That's good. And I don't know, do we have anybody from the public that signed up to speak? No? Okay. So we'll wait. I won't sing or anything like that. So we'll just wait a minute till she comes through the door. For the public who may have just tuned in, we don't have a quorum, so we can't officially conduct the business. We were trying to discuss other items as we could, and now I've discussed them once, and we are going to wait. So you will hear silence until somebody walks in the room who can talk beside me. Okay, we're joined by Councilmember Joy Shepherd. We're waiting still for another member in, or we're waiting on the clerk for a report. All right. Okay, we are getting more people in, which is good. So, Madam Clerk, I just wanted to get, number one, every time we started to ask you about the precinct and polling places, we needed to know whether we were ready to go on that. But I wanted you to impart upon our citizens about the election tomorrow and anything that they may need to know or places they can call if they find themselves in trouble.
Good morning. Am I hot? Good morning. I'm Rhonda Dauphin Johnson, municipal clerk here at the City of Atlanta. And as our chairperson just stated, tomorrow is election day, Tuesday, November 8th. All of the regular precincts and polling places will be open tomorrow. Early voting has ended as of last Friday, November 4th. So if you have not voted, you are to vote at your designated precinct. If you have any questions regarding where that is or what that is, please call our office at 404-330-6500. Again, 404-330-6500. Today at the City Council meeting, I will again make this announcement, and I will also include email addresses for both Fulton and DeKalb County. I'm sorry, not email addresses, their web's URL. If you have a question and you are utilizing a computer, you can go to these addresses to put in the appropriate information that identifies you, and it will tell you exactly where your precinct is located. There have been approximately 28 changes to precincts and polling places in the City of Atlanta, but all of those changes have been put into place at the precinct locator at Fulton County. We also have that information in the Office of Municipal Clerk. Are there any questions?
That's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Remember, vote. Everyone, please get out and vote.
Thank you. And we'll look forward to you repeating that again at the council meeting. We do still not have a quorum, so we'll go ahead with our presentation from the Elected Officials Compensation Commission. And I don't know, do we have handouts?
The chairperson of this term of office's Elected Officials Compensation Commission, Ms. Jerry Thomas, will now present to the council the commission's report. The handouts that you are receiving, I believe, is a copy of the draft report, but there will be a PowerPoint as Ms. Thomas addresses the group. Thank you.
Good morning. I am pleased to report. It is ready to go up. I'm pleased to offer a report this morning from the Elected Officials Compensation Commission. We're charged with making recommendations concerning the salaries of the mayor, the president of the city council, the members of the city council, and members of the Atlanta Board of Education, including the chairman and the vice chairman. The EEOC is required to make its recommendations at least 1 year prior to the regular municipal election. The members of the EOCC are Will Chandler, whose home neighborhood is West End, and he was appointed by the Atlanta Planning and Advisory Board.
Before you start announcing your members, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Because we've been joined by Councilmember Cleta Winslow, and so we officially have a quorum, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I've introduced the members already, and without objection from the committee, we can adopt the agenda. If there's no objection from the committee, we'll also approve the minutes. I'll entertain a motion on adoption of the full council agenda. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Hearing none. Okay. As amended with what? Okay. The full council agenda is adopted without objection, with everybody voting yes, but we need to reconsider. I'll make a motion to reconsider the adoption of our agenda. Any discussion on that? All those in favor of reconsidering our agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, it is reconsidered, and we need to add this report that we're about to take with the Elected Officials Compensation Commission. And did you say something else? Is that the only thing we need to add?
Resolution that's in your packets.
And a resolution that is in our package.
So.
Okay. So the motion is to approve and adopt the agenda. I second that as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, hearing none, the agenda for this meeting is also approved. Was there anyone that was signed up for public comment pertaining to items on the agenda? Okay, good. Now we'll go to the presentation. You can start all over because you didn't get very far. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Thomas. I'm the chairman of the City of Atlanta Elected Officials Compensation Commission. And the commission, as I had stated earlier, is charged with making recommendations concerning the salaries of the mayor, the president of the city council, the members of the city council, and the members of the Atlanta Board of Education, including its chair and vice chairman. The EOCC is required to make its recommendations at least 1 year prior to the regular municipal election. And the members of the EOCC are Will Chandler, who lives in the West End neighborhood and was appointed by the Atlanta Planning and Advisory Board, Sterling Eves from Virginia Highlands, who was appointed by the mayor, Emerson Gerardo, who lives in Berkeley Park, appointed by the Board of Education, Marva Lewis, who lives in Cascade Heights, who was appointed by the City Council President, I, who was appointed by the City Council, and I live in East Lake, Eric Wilson, who lives in Glenwood Park, who was also appointed by the Board of Education. What you have in your report, I'm going to just talk very briefly about the graphs that may be too busy for you to see, but what we did was we employed a consultant to help us look at the salaries of cities that we deemed were appropriate, and that's in your report, to Atlanta based on the strong city, strong city mayor.
Do we have a written report? I'm sorry.
Do we have a copy of the PowerPoint? Because we can't read that from here. Thank you. And they have passed this out, but we don't have a copy of the PowerPoint.
Okay. The first graph shows population and per capita income in 2014 dollars for the cities that we looked at for, there were 12 cities that we looked at initially to compare to Atlanta. Boston, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Jacksonville, Memphis, Philadelphia, Portland, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. So we shared with you the population and the per capita income. Now, the second graph that is, we believe that is more, it has the cities that are more comparable to Atlanta. Now, okay. What happened? It's back. It's the same data that was in the first graph, but we've taken out Dallas, Portland, and Washington, D.C. in terms of our deliberation because we deem that Dallas's form of government has a city manager. They do not have a strong mayor, and we felt like that was not comparable in terms of the mayor. And we also took out Portland because Portland has, while they have a city council members, those city council members actually run divisions of the city. For example, they would be assigned watershed management and environment, and they actually run those divisions, yeah, very interesting. And the other we took out was Washington, D.C. for comparison because of the impact of the federal government on the city in terms of their budget and other issues that we deem not comparable in terms of what we were looking for the city of Atlanta. So the first compensation that we looked at was for the mayor. And the mayor's compensation in Atlanta is $184,000 and some change. And as you can see, when we looked across all of those cities, the average compensation, which I can't see, is maybe I can see it on my handout. Wait a minute. Was $186,031. Now, that included everybody, including the, we left everybody in for that comparison. So you'll see Washington is in there. You'll also see, and we did take Washington out for further deliberation, but the salary of the Washington mayor is in there. And you can see where the mayor of Atlanta's salary falls. And in actuality, if you pull Washington out, only three cities pay their mayors more than we pay the mayor of Atlanta. As far as the council members' compensation, our council member compensation is $60,000 and maybe some change. And you can see what the council members make in these other cities. Again, if you take Washington out, we believe that the compensation for Boston and Philadelphia, if you look at the per capita income and just the size of the population, and Seattle as well, you can see what the average is 81, but it does include cities that have a much larger population than we have, including our daytime population in the city of Atlanta. This says council members' compensation, but in actuality, that's the president of the city council. And it's also showing the average part-time council members' compensation. And while we recognize that after interviewing, and we appreciate the input and feedback that we got from the council members, that part-time, describing these positions as part-time is a stretch. However, if you'll look at what the compensation is for those, for council members and the council president, I believe it was $56,293. We performed the same kind of evaluation both for the school board chair, which we were required to do, as well as the school board vice chair, in terms of compensation, and the Board of Education members. And you can see where the 14403, where it falls across the other cities. There's another graph that we included which shows actually the school enrollment, number of students, and the operating budgets. And I'm sorry that you don't have that in front of you. You'll have it in your packet so that you can look at it more thoroughly. But you can see that the lines that represent the budget and the number of schools is also included, and the number, the y-axis actually on the left-hand side is the number of students. As a result of the surveys and the data that we received, the Elected Officials Compensation Committee is recommending that all City of Atlanta elected officials' salaries remain the same. The mayor's compensation at the level of $184,300, City Council President at $62,000, the council members at $60,300, the Board of Education Chair at $16,184, the Board of Education Vice Chair at $15,492, and the Board of Education members at $14,800. I would like to also acknowledge the outstanding members of the commission who are here with us today. So if you all would please stand. This was a lot of work over a very short period of time. So thank you all. Are there any questions?
Well, I guess I do have a question. I had to find the slide. I certainly understand not additionally recommending anything from the council, because we did receive in this last term, well, was it the last term or term before last? Yeah, a significant increase. And I think based on your chart, it's not like we're an outlier or whatever. But I was curious about your consideration, although it's not in my purview, on the school board, because it seems to be a bit low.
It's actually not low when you compare it to the other cities.
Okay.
Now, the former, that was an increase that was recommended with the last commission.
Okay.
The school board, for whatever reason, decided not to implement those changes. But the data that we got this time would indicate that there would be, that would not be based on data in comparison to the other cities. So all of the recommendations that we did were based on the data that we were seeing. We did this time speak to, I think, 6 members of the school board.
Okay.
And so we got their input. But if you look at the what their responsibilities are, the size of the system, and what others are being paid. In fact, what was interesting is that in many instances, they are unpaid, elected and unpaid. And so you did have some zeros in there, but even when you look beyond that, when you talk about the size of the population that they serve, it was appropriate. In fact, it could have been less on average, but we decided that there was no reason to lower.
Right.
But yeah.
Thank you. Ms. Winslow.
I'm just wondering if that could be because a lot of your larger cities, the educational entity, it falls within city government as opposed to, you know, ours is outside of city government.
Right.
But I think in Chicago, and I don't know.
Well, the cities that we looked at.
I know yours, they're separated.
Yeah, at the ones that we looked at that were comparable, that we deemed comparable, and you can see there are quite a few that are local.
Right.
They were elected, and they were not a part of the city government. And we actually, the
These not part of city? They're not part of a city government. They're standalone.
I don't know that they are. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you what their We looked at what their responsibilities were, and we actually went in. That we didn't go in. I'm assuming I have to give credit to our consultants at Neighborhood Nexus, but they actually went into the individual budgets of all of these cities and pull the information from the budget.
Okay.
So we know that it's actually what they get paid. And when they talked about the board, we know that the board members' duties are setting policy, governance, and direction of the school system. So that was the basis. Regardless of where they sit, that's what their jobs are, and that, and we do have actually what they were being paid.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, I want to thank you on behalf of the other members of the commission for our opportunity to serve.
And we want to thank you for serving.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
thank
all.
Thank you.
Anyone Excellent else job. Have anything they want to say?
Yeah.
Thank you. It is important work, and we very much appreciate it.
And thank you for being comprehensive also. It was very comprehensive. That's what I appreciate.
Thank you. So we'll move on with our agenda. Let's see. Public comment? Okay, going once, going twice. Julia, if you want to, I'll let you go ahead and read them because I'm coughing for some reason.
Okay. Do you want to take all 3 communications?
Yeah.
All right. I'll read them in. 16C, 5132, a communication from council members Keisha Lance Bottoms, District 11, Joyce Shepherd, District 12, and Andre Dickens, Post 3 at Large, appointing Mr. Clifford Ice as a member of the Water and Sewer Appeals Board. This appointment is for a term of 3 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. The next item is 16C, 5134, a communication from Mayor Kasim Reed appointing Ms. Yvonne Douglas to serve as a member of Keep Atlanta Beautiful Commission for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin on the date of council confirmation. And the next item is 16C, 5135, a communication from Samuel Reed II, Executive Director, Atlanta Citizen Review Board, to Council President Caesar C. Mitchell and members of the Council, submitting the Urban League of Greater Atlanta's appointment of Ms. Shante Petrie to serve on the Atlanta Citizen Review Board. This appointment is for a term of 3 years, scheduled to begin on the date of Council confirmation.
Okay. Any discussion? I'll entertain a motion. Okay, there's a motion to approve. Yep. Who's seconding? Ms. Norwood second. So let's vote.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. The vote has been accepted. 4 yeas, 0 nays.
Okay, the motion is approved. Next items.
Items, would you like me to take these together as well?
Sure.
Resolution 16R, 4513, a resolution by Council Members C.T. Martin and Michael J. Bond to create a commission to determine an appropriate manner in which to honor Mrs. Kathy J. Richards and for other purposes. Resolution 16R, 4514, a resolution by Council Members C.T. Martin and Michael J. Bond to create a commission to determine an appropriate manner in which to honor Mrs. Juanita H. Gardner and for other purposes. 16R, 4519, a resolution by Councilmember Ivory Lee Young Jr. to create a commission to determine appropriate manner in which to honor Mr. Walter H. Chief Aiken and for other purposes.
Okay, any discussion? Motion to approve. Is there a second? There is a second. Okay, let's open the vote.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. Vote is favorable. Four yeas, zero nays.
Four yeas, zero nays. It is approved. Now we go to papers held in committee. Never did get the thing on from the clerk as to whether she wanted us to move the precinct and polling places paper or not. Could somebody call her while we're doing that and figure that out, although it's after the fact. So let's deal with number nine. It's 1546. We should have an amendment in your package, an ordinance by committee on council to amend part 1, chapter 2, article 2, division 3, subdivision 1, section 2-133, sub B of the Atlanta Code of Ordinances to require a second for all legislative actions taken during council committee meetings and for other purposes. I'll entertain a motion or discussion. Okay, we need to take the amendment. And the amendment is in the packet, so if there's no objection from the committee, we will accept the amendment. Can I get a second on the amendment? And that is to change it to... Okay, that's what I was saying, a motion on the amendment. And the amendment is to change it from e-boardroom to digital boardroom, which is the name. Is that all?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'll move the amendment. I'll entertain a second. Okay, there's a motion second to amend the paper. Let's vote.
Vote is open. The vote is closed. Motion to accept the amendment has passed. Four yeas, zero nays.
Four yeas, zero nays. It's approved. Now I'll entertain a motion on the paper as amended. Motion to approve and a second by Ms. Shepherd. We're ready to vote. There's no discussion.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. The vote is favorable. Four yeas, zero nays.
1516546 is approved as amended. I think that's all we have.
We still have the recommendations from the Elected Officials Compensation Commission.
We need to accept them.
We need to vote on the resolution,
okay,
which is in your packet.
So let's entertain a motion on the resolution related to the presentation. Is there a second? Okay, we're going to do a hand vote because they do not have the paper in the system. All those in favor of accepting that report, raise your hand. All those opposed? Hearing none, it's approved. Now we are at the precinct and polling places. Madam Clerk, what's your pleasure on this paper?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, yes, we do want to move forward with this ordinance today, and actually a substitute number 3 is what I would ask you guys to bring forward today. And that substitute includes, as we predicted, some changes that were not included in the last, some of which, if you'll note, what the committee was holding, it included quite a number of papers for recent annexations. And I have removed those annexations that are still in court at this time, but the judge has ruled that the citizens in those four areas actually, will vote in unincorporated Fulton County for this November 8th election. So to not have any confusion in this documentation, even though Fulton had made these changes, because of the judge's order, they had to be pulled back. That case is still pending the Supreme Court, and there may be a change to it later, and at that time we will bring it forward again. Another change that is different in this substitute number three is that it includes several Atlanta and DeKalb precincts. And since our last meeting, I did meet with Atlanta and DeKalb Elections Office to find out from them all of the locations that we did not include on our previous list of all precincts in DeKalb County. And those, actually, the changes were also made by annexations that have occurred in DeKalb County. So we've included all of those in the current substitute. Because the election is tomorrow, again, these changes have all been made. Notifications have been made by the respective county to the voters. But I'm asking that the City of Atlanta adopt this change, ratify these changes today. I will also ask that the mayor sign the document today, and that way tomorrow on election day, the City of Atlanta will be as up to date as both counties are on the precinct locations.
Well, we need to bring the substitute four. Okay, is there a second? Okay, there's a motion and second. Do you have the substitute to read the caption? She needs a substitute.
I can read. I'm sorry.
Okay, you can read it. So we've brought the substitute before us. If you can read the caption for us.
Certainly. A substitute ordinance number three by Committee on Council, November 7th, 2016. Ordinance number 16-0-1357. To amend City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances, Section 66-2, Precinct Boundary Lines and Polling Places, by amending the 2013 Precinct and Polling Places Ordinance in Precincts 01G, 02A, 02F1, 02F2, 02G, 03I, 04F, 04X1, 04X2, 06D, 06E, 06H, 06S, 08P, 09G, 09H, 10B, 10C, 10I, 10L, 11C, and 11G within Fulton County, as well as City of Atlanta DeKalb Precinct 02H, 05H, 05M, 05R, 06C, 06M, and 07Z. By moving said precincts due to construction and or renovations of the facility, polling facility name changes, parking concerns, accessibility issues, conflict of school activities, polling operation conflicts, closing of polling facilities, inadequate heating and air, division of state house districts, and annexed precincts into the City of Atlanta and for other purposes.
Discussion further or motion, please? Motion to approve. There's a second. Yes. I did not carry the vote, so let's carry the vote on bringing forth the substitute. All those in favor? Okay, let me get out of this. Okay, yes.
Vote is closed. Motion to bring forth substitute has been adopted. 4 yeas, 0 nays.
Okay, if the motioner and seconder can indicate so, and there's no discussion, so we can vote.
Vote is open. Vote is closed. Vote is favorable. 4 yeas, 0 nays.
4 yeas, 0 nays. It's approved. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Anything else you need to share?
I believe that's it.
All right. Are there any other items that we have before us? We have one other on the held agenda. Hold on one second.
Okay, and
item number 12. The question is what you all want to do with this item, if anything. And that was the one about the Department of Watershed and Planning notifying about precinct and polling places changes. You want to just keep holding that? Okay, we're going to keep holding that. Okay. Yes, Ms. Norwood.
Yes, I just wanted to see if the clerk would please send each of our offices an email with whatever phone numbers you want us to have for tomorrow. Then our offices could send those out to NPUs that they believe ought to get the information. So if you can just, one sentence, have a problem, please call.
Certainly.
And just send it electronically and we can post it.
Exactly.
I will.
Exactly. Thank you.
As well, I will. We do have a spreadsheet of these changes because there may be some questions just, you know, that you can answer within your district.
That would be perfect.
One other thing, and this was a recommendation by the committee. We have done it in years past, but we did it a little bit less formally. On tomorrow, there will be a team of poll watchers for the city of Atlanta because the city does have the two questions on the ballot. And the way I scheduled it was there a team of people who will be working all day, election day. They'll be coming in this evening to get their instructions and directions of what they need to do tomorrow, the types of questions, that the things they need to look out for. And they will be working from poll opening at 7 a.m. That's one thing I did not announce, I believe, to closing at 7 p.m. However, they will be roving within, let's say, within Council District 4. A person will be assigned and will visit and revisit the precincts within Council District 4. So I will send you that information that says these are the contact numbers to call, which will include my cell phone, of course, and the team leader of this group, a cell phone number, as well as the office numbers for my office. The staff, the regular Office of Municipal Clerk staff will be on duty as well the entire time of election that the polls are open. So we will ask that the calls come in to 330-6500. I'm sorry, that is 404-330-6500. That line rolls over to the desk of all of the staff people within the Office of Municipal Clerk. So it should be available to both you and to the members of the public. Thank you.
Sure, Ms. Winslow.
Now, that's if people have questions about the two amendments that we have on the ballot, but if they have general questions about problems at their polling place.
No, that is what that is for. Questions about the questions on the ballot, we certainly can assist with that as best we can. I have fielded many of those so far, but and there have been some complaints about the question, a question perhaps not being, you know, as detailed as some people might think. But the number that I've provided to you is if there are election concerns, if you don't know where your precinct is, if you went to where you thought it was and nothing is happening there, we are going to do the best we can to help those individuals with those types of questions.
Let's say, for instance, and I went and spoke a couple of weeks ago at an event that people wanted me to come to talk about voting. If somebody goes and their name isn't on the register, then they can, I'm trying to remember, they can challenge that, and it just slipped.
They should ask for a provisional ballot. Yes.
So would your folks be able to tell them that, or would that need to be a question that would go over to Fulton County? And normally they don't even have provisional ballots at the
polling places. They are required to have provisional. So
okay.
That would be one thing that should be reported. If you are at a polling place and the poll workers say, we don't have any provisional ballots, that is a big concern.
So in an event that something's happening, it would go to the number that you've recorded, reported, or going to send out, and then it goes over to Fulton County? Is that?
Yes, we will be relaying the concerns to Fulton County. The number that the City of Atlanta is providing is not something to replace Fulton County.
Right.
But in years past, sometimes people did not get through.
Right.
So we are just offering assistance.
I got you. I don't have any problem with it. I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, if
so certainly if somebody can reach Fulton County, because if in the case of a provisional ballot issue, if there's a precinct that doesn't have provisional ballots, I would take that information and I would immediately contact the individuals at Fulton County to make them aware of it.
Okay.
So it is a two-way step when the city's involved, since we are not actually conducting the election.
But it's another number where people can get in touch with somebody who can get them the correct information. So thank you for that. Okay. Madam.
Okay. Anything else for the clerk? If not, anyone signed up for public comment? You can come on up. You can sign up after you finish. Anyone else? Okay. That will be the last thing. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ignatius Wallace. I live 1756 Avon Avenue, Southwest.
You make sure you're talking into the mic. Pull the mic up just a bit. Thank you very much.
My name is Ignatius Wallace, 1756 Avon Avenue, Southwest. I have three concerns I'd like to bring up in reference to public works. One is, while I'm in town, I travel a lot, but I go mentor over at Best Academy. I was going down Westview to the school one morning about 8:30. And what happened is, I have pictures to show you, that an officer pulled me aside and gave me a ticket, said I ran a stop sign. Well, I went back and looked, okay, I didn't see it, but as I went down, discover that on Callaway and Westlake Avenue, there's a tree that's blocking the stop sign. So I went and took pictures of it. I went to court on it, and I told them not guilty, so they said it'd be gone on tomorrow. State court or whatever it is. I went over there. They don't have a record of it. They say it may take maybe a year, 2 years before they get the paperwork from the City of Atlanta to go ahead and look at this. Okay? I have the pictures right here of that, and I'm saying, wait a minute. I could be on the road traveling somewhere, and they're going to stop me with a warrant saying I did not come to court. And I did go there, but they have in terms of over there. So one, not only that, I'm not against public work, but we need it, okay? But I look at several things, and you in my district, I point out in terms of things that happen, that supervisors is not on their job because the workers only do what the supervisors tell them. First of all, when I put my leaves out on the curb, okay, I go back out there, and they don't spill it all over in terms of even garbage that's spilled out. And when I grew up, the people, they had a broom and a shovel to clean up what was there. Heard Monica Kaufman on the radio one Sunday morning said that the garbage man in her area, when they pick up stuff, the way he was nice, and when he got the thing and cleaned it up, I don't know where she lives at, whatever, but it's not being done in my area, okay? You spill something, and I don't want to clean up a barn. One person, that's God, when his stuff come down, okay? But I got to come and clean up behind somebody else, and they deliberately do it. Thirdly is there's a sidewalk, and I'm bringing the pictures down here. On my street on West Ridge and Avon, they redid the house. The people with the big dumpster, they cracked up the sidewalk. Okay? Now that's going to come out of taxpayers in terms of repairing it. I have the pictures of the truck, and you can see where he did the damage there. I apologize for not having it here right now because it wasn't in there, but I'd like to turn this over to you all. I have two copies of this to show you going down Westlake.
Well, I thank you for sharing your information. This is your first time here, so you probably don't understand. This is Committee on Council.
Oh.
And so some of the issues you have are...
I apologize.
No, you're fine with us, the City Utilities Committee, but your council members here, I'm sure she'll be able to help guide you through that.
Well.
So thank you so much for sharing that.
Right. They told me It was over here. I called and said city council meeting at 11:30.
Right, the council meeting is at 1.
At 1. See, they told me 11:30.
But you'll get special attention because you won't have to go through the whole council. Ms. Winslow, right. I'm sure we'll get with you after the meeting.
But it would not hurt at all if you would like to sign up and speak at the full council meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Your issues are very important.
Okay, Ms. Winslow was next. I'm sorry.
Let me get with you after this meeting so I can get some of that information you talked about. Okay.
Okay. Anyone else for public comment? If not, we stand adjourned.